is your resident 17 and girl groups enthusiast, Z.
And this is your part-time tita and full-time friend girl, na si Michi.
And this is your all-around Korean culture enthusiast, na si Ayla. And welcome to
The Kimbap Show, where we talk about all things gay.
So first things first, na-ghost na naman kayo.
Oo.
Oh my God, yeah.
Dapat apology notes, pero mas deserve nyo ng closure through a new episode, diba?
Yeah. Hindi kami ghoster.
Gusto ko na sana mag-pull up ng apology notes sa notes app sa phone.
Artista.
Sorry talaga. Oh my God, so yun. Halos dalawang buwan kaming walang ganap.
Oo.
Yeah. Actually, hindi na nga ako marunong mag-podcast. Paano ba ito ginagawa?
Parang naninibago ako. How to use these apps and everything.
Oh, alam niyo ba, natulala kaming lahat habang nagsiset-up. Nagsasidetrack kami habang nagsiset-up. Uy, paano to? Ganun.
Yung attentions pa namin sobrang basura na.
Oo.
Like, girl.
This pandemic is really getting into our heads.
Oo.
Yeah.
It's messing up with our heads.
So, yun. That's one of the reasons why halos, yun nga, wala kaming ganap for 2 months. Kasi, like, yun nga, parang moving into the new year, parang you want to stay hopeful as possible. But, may mga times talaga na parang new year ba talaga? Or like, is this just the continuation of the same old shit?
Mm-mm.
Ganon.
Oo.
I have to agree. Because at some point, parang wala rin naman nagbago. It's just, we just turned, you know, a page of a calendar, if you may say.
Yeah.
Pero it's just still the same. Especially with the situation with the pandemic. Ganyan.
Mm-mm.
May variant pa na ba?
Tapos diba our last upload was December 3. So, as much as we have time to do a new episode, parang hindi nag-align, bukod pa sa brain cells namin, hindi pa nag-align yung schedule namin. And, actually, to be fair, our capacity na din for this month. So, you can say na we are overloaded, overwhelmed. And like what that meme said, hindi pa po okay. Ganun kami for the past almost 2 months. Like, parang, gets me yun. Parang, Burmans expected na we're busy. Tapos, nagdagdagan pa yung problem na there's still a pandemic, the issue of the fucking vaccine that we all deserve, by the way. And, yun nga, hindi pa namin kaya mentally and deep down. So, yeah, medyo kasalanan din namin na ginost namin kayo, but we can't help it talaga. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry talaga. Pero, we're trying. Okay, we're really trying our best talaga.
Naalala ko yung nagsisi sa atin, pakigalaw daw yung boss.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I'm so sorry.
Ay, sa CC ba?
We're so sorry.
Sa oo.
Oo, sa CC yun.
Sa CC
natin ata. I remember.
And I think sa CC ko din, sabi, payanig daw ang K-pop show. Tapos wala akong masabi. Sabi ko, Daddy, chill.
Wait. Daddy, chill. Sure, kasi ako naman, we had plans. I mean, our plans were laid out for the rest of the year. For last year. Kaso, things happened. And we don't wanna, ako personally, I don't wanna do an episode half-heartedly. Kasi, people invest time listening to this show. So, parang, I don't wanna waste their time kung ang intention ka lang was just to put up an episode na parang wala namang sense. Parang ganun. So, ayun. Yeah.
Also, tsaka kasi, parang, the goal why we have a podcast is to deliver quality, diba? It's not, as much as we want to render quantity, we rather have quality than quantity. And it won't make sense if the quality is half-assed, half-done, if hindi pa kami, in a good quality.
Mm-hmm.
So, as much as, medyo we're doing bad on it, we're sorry kasi we need to be better,
Yeah. Parang isa sa mga takeaways ko din from 2020 is may time talaga na di tayo magiging okay. Mm-mm. And we have to give ourselves a space to breathe. Mm-mm. In order to be okay again. So, ayun. Mm-hmm. We're still in the process of getting there, but we're trying.
Oo. And I think this should be a learning lesson din. Kasi hindi lang, yeah. As much as we're hosts, we are human first. So, I think this should be a takeaway na din as you listeners, na if sobra na, okay lang magpahinga. It's really okay. Yeah. We really encourage it nga eh. Ginagawa lang namin actually.
Setting by example. Charet. Pero ayan, it's okay to take time for yourselves. But, mm-hmm. ayan, isa din sa mga learnings ko was to tell people around you what's happening with you.
Mm-mm.
Kasi, mm-hmm. diba, like, with Mitch and Ayla, like, I've been going through stuff and I've been silent about it and they didn't know what was going on. Like, syempre, people are expecting you to do some stuff, pero they will give you space naman as long as you tell them what's going on with you. Kasi hindi naman sila manghuhulat to know what's happening with you, diba? Mm-hmm. At least kung nawala ka, sinabi mo kung bakit.
Mm-mm.
Ganon!
Yeah.
Period!
Period!
Di yung mga bigla na lang mawawala tapos magugulat ka na lang, saan ako nagkamali?
hence this episode.
Yes. That's why we're all here.
Oh, yeah. Like what we said nga, it's not you, it's us.
So, ayun, parang this podcast was like we've said in the past episode, parang it's an escape for us,
mm-hmm.
to like more than sharing our passion about K things, all things K. It's a way of an escape for us. Like, for me, for example, parang every time we do podcast, parang it's a break from reality. Pero when it's becoming this big na parang, or we're parang nakabuo na pala kami ng community, may mga listeners na kaming nag-aabang sa episodes, parang it's fun to know na may nakikinig sa amin, but at the same time, it's becoming a burden somehow. Ayun, parang that's why we took a break. Which leads me to the second point of this episode, which is how we feel about this podcast.
So, I don't know, or sa mga bago dyan, like, hello, na-check ko lang this morning, we now hit 300 followers sa Spotify, and shockingly, this morning din, nalaman ko na we charted in France. Yes!
Bonjour!
Bonjour! We're not Game of Show anymore. We are the croissant show. Charot.
Croissant
Baguette show.
The baguette show.
The baguette show. Naging French podcast, no?
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Z.
So, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? We have the je ne sais quoi. Charot.
Hoy, bakit ka nagbubuti ko?
Hoy! Huwag i-google yun, kids! Try nyo i-google! It's French! Pero, anyway. So, like we've said, in the past episodes, and in our features na din, this podcast is actually our quarantine baby. And yeah. It's not just a quarantine baby, it is a passion project. So, it's been almost, or 6 months since we launched this podcast. And let me tell you, we did not expect these so much blessings. Like, we didn't, like, when me and Z have the talks of the podcast and then si Ayla after, parang we had the time to realize things with what we have been receiving in turn of this project. Wala kaming in-expect na reward. Parang we just want to do something with the climate of the Hallyu wave in the Philippines. Mm. Parang we need to do something entertaining and at the same time informative for the new fans and the old fans, and to interact with basically the Pinoy fans of the Hallyu wave. we are just so happy lang na bukod pa sa madami nakikinig, we are so happy that we charted. We have been acknowledged by the likes of Community, and we have been under Cutprint Podcast Network, which is a blessing in itself. And we feel so validated. Like, kasi me and Z and Ayla, parang ngarag kami. And parang, diba, nahalata niyo naman siguro kada episode na we have sabaw moments, ngarag moments. Yeah. So, I think as much as ang messy namin internally and sometimes outside, we are thankful for this project. We are really thankful that our hard work has been validated. And we are thankful for all the endless love and support. Also, shoutout pala sa Cutprint Podcast Network, Miss Patsy, our podmother, and our podsibs, especially sa Chastology, by the way. Grabe talaga yung support ever since. Like, nashook kami, girl! Nashook kami when we got the news, diba, guys?
Right. Yeah. Sobra. As in, parang, wow. And when news about Cutprint partnering with the Kimbap Show got out, parang super bago pa lang ako noon.
Yeah.
So, diba? Parang, inalok lang ako eh. Tapos parang, do you want to try this na budol ako? Charot. Pero, it's a good thing. Kasi parang, nagde-develop ko din yung public speaking skills kahit na minsan sobrang sabaw. Tapos, like, I can get to say na, hey, ma, I'm on Spotify. Tapos, ayun, parang ang daming opportunities din na na-open in the past year because of the Kimbap Show and because of Cutprint.
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. ayun, parang never ko na-imagine na magiging ganito siya.
Diba? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because, like, it's just a passion project. Like, it's, if it's a passion project, it's something that you do out of your own, out of your own heart, your want, mm-hmm. parang ganyan. Tapos parang, oh my gosh, parang over time, it has become something bigger than what we expected it to be, than what we planned it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, at the end of the year, we managed to be part of a fundraising show. Na parang, it's more than us. It has become more than us na. Na parang, it's not just about us sharing our knowledge on K-pop or K-drama, parang it's na-realize natin na pwede parang maging avenue yung podcast to help out or put more awareness about certain topics and other focuses that we care about as well.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Na parang pwede pala siyang platform na
exactly.
Yeah. So parang it's an enriching experience for everyone here on the Kimbap Show.
True.
And we have no one else to thank but you guys for supporting us. Na parang kahit eh nga, sabaw-sabaw ang mga tita nyo. At madalas nag-ghost sa inyo. Oh. Andun pa rin kayo. At ayan, sa nagpapagalaw ng baso. Ito na yon finally. Ginagalaw na namin.
Ginagalaw na namin.
Huwag kayo mag-alala. Yeah. Alam nyo, di pa makaget over. Now we have come. Okay, hindi naman siya long way, but for me it's a long way. And parang di ko inexpect na we bukod lang sa we have listeners in the Philippines, we've gone global. I think we have 18 countries according kay Spotify. And then when the last time I checked on the Apple Podcast side, we have reached, oh my god, South Korea, Dubai, and now France. Like, I'm so shocked.
Bonjour
talaga. Anyong bonjour.
I'm sorry, Dubai. We are so sorry. But yeah, shout out sa Dubai.
Yung kalat natin umabot sa buong mundo.
Oh, oh.
Nakakatawa.
International kalat.
I don't even know if native yung nakikinig sa atin door or just a Filipino residing there temporarily or for work. But anyhow, thank you so much for supporting this Kalat Show.
Oh, this really Kalat
Show. The Kalat Show.
The Kalat Show.
The Kebab Show, the Samgyupsal Show, the Adobo Show, and now the Baguette Show. ano na lang kulang, the sushi show. Charot.
Parang mas may ring yung ano, the croissant show.
Yeah, the croissant. Okay, yeah. Croissant. Kailangan may accent, the croissant.
The croissant. Croissant. Bonjour, ano voulez-vous?
Tita Gang in Paris. Emily Hu.
Emily Hu. Gagawin. Miss ko na mag-travel. Wow, hindi pa ako nakalabas ng Pinas eh.
Parang this is out of topic, pero since this is just an episode of catching up, na parang sabi ko nga, hindi naman ako pala travel na tao, but at least once a year nasa airport ako.
Mm-hmm.
Pero Diyos ko, ang tagal na. Gusto ko.
Diba? Ako dagat. Dagat yung sobrang namimiss ko. Like, naiiyak na ako.
Dagat?
Yeah. Girl, oo. Kasi, every year, for example, noong 2019, parang nakatatlong beach trips or apat na beach trips yata ako. Basta every quarter. May beach trip ako.
Sana. She's an island girl or something.
Tapos ayun.
Miss ko nang makipag-bardagulan sa ano. Tawag doon sa mga
sa events.
Cup sleeve.
Hindi cup sleeve. Ayun, mamaya yun. Pero etong naisip ko, yung sa airport, yung officer doon, nag-check ng mga visa and stuff.
Ay, immigration!
Immigration! Miss ko na makipag-bardagulan doon.
Sino kasama mo?
Kasi, ano eh, tinatarayan ako doon eh. Kala niya, wala akong diba? Visa.
Napaka-judge diba, kasi minsan mga tao doon, di ba?
Oo, kailangan hindi ka din na magpapaano, papaape. Attitude ka din para...
Thank you, I'm taking notes.
Sure lang. Pero
kailangan, yun. Kailangan, black outfit, heels, look fierce,
sunglasses,
put on makeup,
leather bag, yung handbag mo leather.
That immigration.
Ako naman. ako naman, miss ko nang mag window shopping. I mean, it's so shallow, pero may specific akong gusto, may specific place akong nami-miss, and that is Greenbelt 4. Or 3, and BGC. Bakit Green Belt? Kasi andun yung luxury brands eh.
Parang, yeah.
Miss ko to ma'am. Guys, sorry, I speak rich, but I'm not rich. Pero aminin ko na, sarap to ma'am sa Louis Vuitton. Ang bango ng store ng Louis Vuitton. Wala silang pake sa'yo. Ito yung sign. Pwede kayo pumasok sa Louis Vuitton, tambay kayo doon. You can smell, you can touch the clothes, you can check out the shoes. Wala silang pake sa'yo. They let you be. I've been there 3 times. Wala, okay lang ako. Buhay pa ako. Wala, hindi ako nabudol or anything. Try nyo. Yun yung na-miss ko eh.
Oh my God,
eh.
I want.
Oh, diba? Ayoko sabihin.
Yung BGC din na-miss ko sobra.
Oh,
yung ano doon. Yung paglalakad sa high street. Sa Folly Book na sobrang laki.
Tapos yung may Starbucks doon.
Oo, sa taas.
Miss ko na yung mga pusa sa BGC.
Oo, ako din.
Pinapakain ko yung mga yun.
Buti hindi ka nahuli.
Nung time na yun, di sila super strict. Nagkaroon lang ng ordinance like a few weeks after kung gawin yun. Okay.
Dead ma. Kasi yun, na-miss ko na maglakad basically. Ngayon, ano, limited na tayo maglakad, di ba? Like, essentials lang. Or if gusto mo lang gumala, limited lang yung pagpo-post ganun. Unlike before, we were true. So free. Gago,
kasi parang may certain comfort in walking around in a place. Parang siyang escape.
Yeah.
And true. Parang nawawala yung isip mo from certain things, and you just end up enjoying nature or enjoying the time you're spending alone. Eh, ngayon, parang ang hirap niyang gawin kasi lagi ka may kasama sa bahay. For example, parang you never have time alone unless you're going for groceries or running errands. So, parang nakakasakal talaga yung quarantine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Parang hindi ko na kayang mag-stay. I mean, I go out sometimes. Pero, parang hindi ko na... Iba pa din kasi talaga eh. Na parang, iba yung new normal na talaga. Na parang there's always this feeling of being scared that you're gonna get the virus. Ganyan. Tapos, ayun, super cautious ka pa din na every time you go out, you have to wear the mask. Tapos, yun nga, alcohol, sanitize every time. Hindi ka tulad dati na parang dead ma ka naman. Tsaka,
oo.
Yung nakakamiss yung proximity with, you know, close proximity with other people. Gosh.
Kasi, ay, oo.
Parang, every, parang yun na, bihira na nga lang kayo magkita, pero hindi pa kayo makapag, yung todong marehal ng mga friends mo.
Oo, yung yes. Kahit de sa bawal o kahit yung makipagdikit sa ano, sa isang table. Mm-hmm. Nainis nga ako pag may harang yung upuan.
As a physical touch, oo.
Tsaka yeah. as a ano, someone with minimum hearing na. Hindi ko marinig yung bulong pag malayo. Hirap nun,
true.
Te. Ano?
A lot of things has changed and we're trying to cope and it's okay if you're finding it hard to, you know, make transitions or accept changes within yourself and your surroundings.
Oo.
Kasi yun naman talaga yung nature natin na parang pag sanay ka sa isang bagay, mahirap siya baguhin. Pero,
totoo.
Ayan, we're coping, we're trying. And
we're trying our best.
It's fine. Yeah.
So ayun, ang dami naming nasabi na sa loobin and you know struggles and mm-hmm. as we mentioned then earlier, it's a very very honest episode for us. So we feel very vulnerable right now. Pero yun, parang at the same time we don't also want to give up on the podcast because we feel like we want to give more. But in order for us to do that, I think kailangan muna naming magpahinga, kailangan naming mag-regroup. We need to think about our priorities, what we can offer, how we can make it better, and how we can also make ourselves better mm-hmm. in the process. Mm-hmm. So, ayun, we will be having a 2-week break.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully, when we get back, it will be... I mean, we will be better
mm-mm.
and we will be offering new content na, you know, na relatable din and very, very close to everyone's hearts.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's right. Because, you know, parang, syempre, it's 2021. No, kahit, although we feel stagnant, like we've mentioned earlier, na parang, it's the same shit, just different year. Syempre, we want to improve the podcast then. That's why, like Ayla said, we're taking a 2-week break. And hopefully, when the podcast comes back, you're still gonna be with us.
Uh-oh.
Ayan.
Yeah.
So, no, we're also gonna try to adjust na din since, like what they said, new year, new shit. We need, it's another adjustment period for us. So, we're trying to be, ano, jugglers. Parang hindi,
yeah.
We're trying to balance everything out. As much as it's bad, there's something good out of it eventually. Huwag kayong mag-alala. Mahal pa rin namin kayo, guys. Pahinga lang kami. We're not gonna ghost you. Yeah. Ito na talaga.
With that being said, since we're gonna take a 2-week break, ang next point ng episode na to is what you can expect or what us as hosts are expecting for the show to be or for the year in general. I will go first. Ayan. So for 2021, I will personally share na lang na parang actually I started a job, a work from home job last year around June, sometime in June 2020, and then just this month, this January, parang natapos na yung contract ko. So I'm looking at a new job. Which is part of the reason why we took a break nga netong December. Because parang na-overwhelmed ako with things and other stuff. So, ayun, parang realization ko lang. Actually, kagabi ko lang siya na-realize before the recording of this episode. Na parang nagkaroon ako ng... Kasi ako, personally guys, i-share ko sa inyo na parang wala akong dream to build a career for myself. Like, by career, I mean na parang mag-grow
mm-hmm.
in terms of career. Mm-hmm. Like, mag-promote sa job, ganyan. Parang ako lang, trabaho lang ako just for the sense na magkasahod ako kasi gusto ko ng pera. Ganun. Mm. Pero wala akong vision for myself. Yun pala. Yun yung tamang word. I don't have vision in terms of career. Pero kahapon, na-realize ko lang na gusto ko palang mag-progress sa career path ko or sa field ko. Mm. So, ayun. Despite being 25 years old and iniisip ko, late bloomer ba ako na parang some people realize this thing upon graduating college, ganyan, na parang, ay, pag 25 ako, gusto ko manager na ako, gusto ko supervisor na ako. Pero ako, 25, at that age, saka ko lang na-realize na gusto ko pala. So, I thought na, is it too late? Then, I talked to some friends, na parang sabi nila, it's never too late naman. And everyone has their own pace. Na parang, siguro, hindi nagmamatter sa akin dati, yung pagkakaroon ng career. Pero ngayon, kung na-realize mo, yun yung dream mo, it's never too late to pursue it. So, for any of you na nakikinig and are having doubts about their dreams or what they want to pursue in their life, na it's okay, take your time, just do what you have been doing kasi it will come to you. Mm-mm. Like ako, unprompted naman eh, na parang random lang yung ginagawa ko kagabi, tapos biglang it just came to me na parang, shit, gusto ko pala maging ganito sa job. Ito yung gusto kong career path na i-take. So, ayun. Mm-hmm. Yun, for 2021, I'm hoping for myself and for everyone na matagpuan natin yung purpose. Well, purpose! Ayun, matagpuan natin yung gusto natin gawin in our lives. Period.
Proud of you though. Yeah. Proud of you though, for like figuring it out.
I'm so proud of you.
Having an internal conversation with yourself.
Well, it's not internal anymore. Kasi shinare ko na siya sa podcast.
I mean, before that, I had an internal conversation. You really reflected on
it. You really took your time. And I think that's really proud. Nakaka-proud kaya bakla. Yeah.
Thank you po.
Z2.0.
Uh-oh. 2.0.
And jowang-jowa na siya. Manifesting.
Oh my gosh. Video. Ayun pa pala. Wait. Parang mas priority ko pala yun kaysa yung career ko.
Hahabol sa Valentine's.
Oh,
so, less than a month.
Guys, kung ano kayo, kung gusto nyo din ng jowa, just DM me, open for collab on February 14 po ako. Share.
Open siya
din. So, what about you girls? Looking forward nyo for this year?
Go, Michi.
Ako this year, actually, last year, dapat, I was expecting last year should be what I call, sorry, I'm cringe, pero my breakout year. Pero no. Sobrang bigger, diba? Now, looking back, 2020 is just like my flop era. Last year, ang natapos ko na yung thesis ko. Okay, diba na-mention ko in the first episode na parang I'm studying fashion marketing, diba? And graduate na ako ng college. Last year, natapos ko na yung thesis ko. So, ang next ko na lang, and yung natitirang ko lang ko sa school is internship. But then, you know what happened? No March. Mm-hmm. So, I was struggling. Like, saan ba ako lulugar? Kung mag-internship ba ako or work. Pero I took my time kasi parang naging pagod din ako nung 2019. As much as maganda yung 2019 ko, napapagod din ako. So, naturally, I took a break. And then, when we were starting the podcast, late ko na-realize na parang I need to do something else na career improving other than waiting for that internship. Mm-hmm. So, ever since October and until now, I'm looking for a job. Or if may mabait na company or a brand, I'm looking na din for an internship. And right now, it's going great. May companies na hindi nag-reply, typical. May companies na nag-reply and nag-reject, which is great. Though, hindi pa nag-give up. I'm not giving up looking for a job. I'm not giving up until everything is done. Well, I have a plan for myself na ayoko mag-rely sa sweldo. parang gusto ko maging ano, I mean, I want to own a company. I want to own, ito na nga, I want to own a brand. Ang bigat, mm-hmm. diba? Pero I, may na-vision na talaga ako na, ano, may na-vision talaga ako for Philippines, for our, for the Filipinas. So, I want to manifest it. I want to work hard on it. Pero at the same time, I want to be a successful woman and a fangirl at the same time. Yun lang yung gusto ko. Jowa can come. Jowa can come and go. Like, sabi nga sa, sabi ng ano, tarot reader for 2020, nagpa-tarot ako, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Nabudol ako. Last year, this year hindi ako nagpa-budol for a tarot. Sabi daw, I can have a jowa if I have time. Pero, looking back, parang, may time ako. Hindi ko lang na-priority yung jowa. Pero if anyone's interested, huwag kayo mahiya. You know my socials. I'm open. Basta ano, basta ang qualities lang. Marunong magluto. Marunong magluto. Yun. Malaki yung kamay. Charot. Charot lang.
Yung kamay.
Yung kamay, girl. Tapos ano, tolerate yung bullshit ko na healthy siya. Huwag kayo mag-alala. Charot. Anyway, ano, ayun lang naman for me so far. The marriage, children, whatever. Wala na akong pake doon. Basta ang gusto ko lang maging successful.
Yeah.
Go, girl.
Alam mo, manifested. For anyone who's having a hard time finding jobs, well, it's relatively, mas mahirap talaga maghanap ng job during this time, yeah, of pandemic. True. So, parang, it's not really you. It's not you.
It's the world.
It's the system. Yeah, it's I don't
the
know.
World. It's the system. Yeah. So, I know it gets kind of frustrating, but kasi, diba, parang ako, ito nga, sabi ko, first time kong maiyak. Nung, ano, nung parang first time ko. I mean, it's not the first time that I got rejected by a company. Pero when it happened, na parang naiyak ako, na parang nandun na, yun na naman yung crippling self-doubt, na parang, shit, I'm not good enough, ganyan. Parang yeah, kasi, yeah, yeah. Parang it will come talaga, na parang, shit, nakailang apply na ako, bakit walang tumatawag, or kung may tumawag man, sabihin, we'll get in touch with you, pero hindi naman nagre-reply. You know, it affects your confidence and your belief in your own skill. Pero marirealize mo na, oh my gosh, if they don't want me, then it's their loss.
Yeah, it's kasi, on them.
Yeah.
Kasi you will have to find a job that really, or a company that will really bring the best in you. Kasi sometimes, like ako, in my experience, ha, parang I've been into 3 different jobs and wala naman akong reklamo sa work doon. It's just that parang I don't feel as happy as I wanted to be. Na parang, even na okay ka sa work na yun, sometimes hindi ka talaga magiging happy. So, parang yun. Parang, siguro kaya din hindi ka natanggap sa job na yun kasi may reason, probably, yeah, because hindi ka mag-fit talaga doon.
And it's not for you.
Oo.
Then, talaga.
So, ayun, guys. Stay strong.
Na kaya natin kayong, to.
Yeah, mga job hunters, seekers out there.
I found myself in the same position like a few months ago kasi, eto, magsha-share na rin ako.
Uh-oh.
Kasi before, yung previous company ko, so, na-retrench yung department namin. And, ayun, parang it was difficult for me. Kasi, yun nga, parang nagpa-panic ako and like, di ko alam anong gagawin. Parang super dark times nung mga September, ganon, August, start of October, mga ganon. Tapos, ayun, parang nag-a-apply, nagtatry ako. Tapos yung mga super gustong-gustong-gusto ko,
yeah,
ayaw ako kunin. Like, may isang time, may isang company, like, nagpa-test sila sa akin. Parang sabi pa nila, you were the few who showed potential and we'd like you to answer this test. We'd get back to you in time to give you our feedback. Because I really did well sa test na yun. As in, like, I put as much as analysis as I can. I tried to As in, girl, effort, kung effort. Tapos, yeah. They didn't get back to me. They ghosted me. Then I asked why. They said, yeah. Nag-freeze sila ng hiring. And they didn't even let me know. I had to call it them. I had to ask them. Tapos, yeah. Parang, it was so discouraging somehow. Kasi, ayun na eh, parang, shocks. Tapos, ang ganda ng salary. It's a company that I really respect. But mm-hmm. then, hindi siya napunta sa akin. And then, ayun nga, bilang retrenched ako at parang threatened yung financial stability ko. Super nagpapanik talaga ako nun. Like, I don't wanna go on for months without a job kasi feeling ko, like, nagko-contribute din kasi ako sa household expenses. Mm-hmm. As in, hati-hati kaming tatlo ng mom ko saka yung brother ko. Tapos, ayun, parang sobrang nagpapanik din ako. Like, what I'm gonna do. Nahihiya na rin ako. Like, I'm sorry, wala akong mabibigay this month kasi yun nga, wala akong, I mean, I'm trying to keep my savings afloat and super di pa siya malaki, super di pa siya okay. Tapos, ayun, parang nag-try lang ako na nag-try. Ang daming rejections, ang daming walang responses, ang dami kong naisip na shocks. It would be nice if I go here, pero hindi natuloy. And then, ayun, parang in the process, I got a job offer and it was okay. Ito yung current job ko ngayon. And it was a pleasant surprise kasi I'm actually enjoying it. Parang in the conversations I have with the people at work, with my clients, parang I learn new things and I also develop some friendships with them. Mm-hmm. Na parang ayun, in a way fulfilling siya, pero I know na parang it's not where I want to be at the end of the day. And siguro isa din to sa mga crisis ko during the pandemic. Like, before the pandemic started, super duper duper motivated ako sa thesis ko.
Oh God. Like,
girl, sobrang, I know that feeling.
Sobrang ano, as in, yung thesis topic ko, naka-plan siya na, and I'm still working on it right now, pero parang nag-iba na yung, basta, I'll get on that later. Parang naka-plan siya na, ini-improve ko, tas I always meet my advisor. Tas, alam mo yung, I was really pumped to pursue it. Tas, lockdown happened in the middle of the sem. So, I'm like lost. We're all like lost. Will the sem go on? What will happen to us? Will I graduate next year? Will I be able to write my thesis? Tas, ayun, well, I mean, I try to do it at home. I still try to write. Pero yung drive na I had before the pandemic started, parang nawawala.
Yeah.
Mm. Diba? Parang I'm questioning myself na, what am I doing this for? Bakit wala akong motivation? I used to be so motivated before. Anong nangyari?
Oh my God. So, yeah.
Parang, I feel like many of us experiencing this pandemic right now feel the same way. Like, this used to be something that makes you happy. This used to give you purpose. What happened? Diba?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. Naiiyak ako. Kasi like, girl, ayun na eh. And as in yung progress ko dun, super, like, super proud ako with my progress there. And ngayon parang may progress pero ang bagal. And parang ang daming days na parang sasabihin ko, bukas ko na lang to gagawin. I mean, nakakahiya for me kasi I try to, you know, do as much as I can. Pero parang di ko nabibigyan ng tamang respeto yung work na I want to devote myself to. Tapos ayun, napapa-question din ako sa kung yung original dream ko ba yun pa rin ba yung gusto ko in the long run.
Ang hirap talaga.
So yun, sa career and sa work, medyo struggle. Sa relationships, 2020 was a good year for me. As in, super silver lining talaga.
Katriona!
Period.
Katriona moment niya.
Yeah, Katriona moment. Pero ayun, malapit, I mean,
malapit ka na ikasal?
Gago. Ah! I mean, malapit na yung anib namin-ish.
Oh, pandemic baby din yan.
Ano ba?
I mean, your relationship nyo.
Ay, totoo.
Hindi yung actual baby. Bakla ka.
Parang, parang this actually happened during a pandemic. And super mm-hmm. funny kasi nung naging kami, nag-lockdown the week after.
Oh my God!
Literally, our whole relationship is in the midst of the pandemic. Parang nung dating phase lang kami nakakapaglabas-labas, as in yung free na labas and everything. Pero ayun, parang thankful ako kasi, yun nga, diba, ang dami kong doubts in life. And I feel like mas kaya ko siya and mas nahahandle ko siya kasi may support from him.
Grabe, naor!
Let our response and be, chot.
Sana all.
And ayun, parang in a way, thankful din to 2020 for giving me that person. Wow!
Oh my God! Okay, video message. Lagyan mo ng background music na ano. Ano, yung ano. Ano yun? Yung kay Yuma.
Ano yun?
Pinapakinggan niya to, Richard. Pero ayun.
Charot!
It's for private consumption. Wow!
Charot lang.
Pero ayun, super silver lining and one of the things that makes me happy. And, you know, parang ang dami kong natutunan about myself and how I love during this relationship. And healthy siya, so that's good. Anyway, that's me.
Huwag kayong mag-alala, alam namin. And we really support them. Huwag nyo lang hanapin. Respect their privacy. Okay, charot. Kami yung focus nyo. Kami ni Z. Ako ni Z. Si Ayla, wala na siya. Charot.
Wala na po sa market.
Oo.
True. Off the market.
Off the market na siya. Yan. Slide into our DMs, ha? Pakilala, email, contact number. Charot. Order file ng putik.
Pero yeah, on a more serious note, like, during the past year, we all have our ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And this podcast is definitely one of the ups.
Yes.
As much as it was one of the reasons bakit minsan medyo hard din to carry on with life. Kasi nga, we have to think of what to do with the podcast. Pero we're really grateful na we had the courage to start this podcast. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, parang we get to share our opinions on stuff that we really love. Mm-hmm. And then, it has become an avenue for us to raise awareness on topics nga na of great importance din naman.
Oo.
So, ayun. Thankful kami with Cutprint Podcast for hooking us up with the network.
Mm-hmm.
Thankful kami to people who have been with us during this journey. Especially Chastrology and sino pa ba?
Pop Emergency.
Of course. Yeah, Pop Emergency. And all the people, all our pod siblings within the network, of course. And then, most importantly, you are listeners. So, we're hoping na in this new year, like, ano ba to? We're just 3 weeks into 2021. Or, sabi nga nila, 2020 season 2. I know it's parang wala akong makitang improvement. Parang nagiging worse pa yung mga bagay-bagay. Pero we hope na our podcast will help you go through stuff. Go through these things a little more lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang it will be an escape for you then when you listen to our podcast na parang nakikinig ka lang din sa friends mo. Parang yun kasi yung goal ng podcast na parang it's just more of a conversational podcast na parang kasama mo lang kami dyan sa kwarto mo habang nakikinig ka nito. So yun yung goal namin for 2021 for this podcast and ayun, sana samahan niyo pa rin kami until our next season.
Yes.
Yes. And in the future.
Exciting.
In the many years to come. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Advanced thinking na kami.
So, ayun. Thank you talaga sa lahat ng nakikinig at sana ay kasama niyo pa rin kami sa journey in the following time.
Yeah.
Ayaw magbigay ng definite period.
Oo, basta time.
Yes.
Oo. Also, ano, we like to think na din sa mga, hindi public figures, pero yung mga people behind our backs, our family, friends.
Our friends.
Friends who've lost, friends we have gained, and friends we will be gaining more and we will lose more in the future. charot, ayoko mag-manifest, pero it's natural. Again, yeah. We didn't expect na everything has flourished since, yun nga, it's just a passion project. We didn't have a goal to hit this big. And, syempre, without them, we wouldn't even have this push. So, you know who you are. We really, really are thankful talaga. Yun, we love you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. So, if gusto niyo pa marinig yung mga boses namin, na-miss niyo yung ibang episodes namin, available naman yung podcast sa Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Pocket Casts, at iba pang streaming platforms.
And if you're thinking, you can also follow us sa socials namin. That is Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at The Team Bob Show.
Or kung gusto nyo namang mag-share ng thoughts nyo, kung nakarelate kayo sa mga chika namin, so to our vulnerable thoughts on this episode, you can give us a quick shout out or message us through our Curious Cat at The Kimbap Show, or join our Telegram channel t.me/TheKimbapShow.
Chika lang ha, pwede nyo kami kamustahan doon, huwag kayo mahiya, okay lang.
Yeah. So this has been Z.
This has been Isla.
And this has been Michi. And we'll see you guys next time.
Tumanayo.
Bye.
Bye.